where we're going to go ahead and get our call started so we can hear what God has to say to us this morning. We're thanking him this morning, and we shall forever give him praise. Thank you, Lord. I will bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. God, we thank you for each and every caller that's called in this morning, especially those that are in this storm-riddled area. God, we thank you for your protection over each and every one of you, every one of them. God, we lift you up this morning, and we give you praise, we give you honor, and we're thanking you. We're thanking you for what you do for us each and every day. We thank you for each and every caller on this line that has dialed in this morning to hear your word. God, we thank you for Artist International, that beautiful, great company that is changing lives every day. And we ask your blessings over the speaker, God, that you bring forth such a rhema word that will feed our souls. We thank you for the person that you have chosen today to deliver that word to them. God, speak through them. Let it be your will be done and not our will. God, we shall continue to give you honor, praise, and glory, and to lift you up, because you are God worthy of praise. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, God. And we cover this prayer in your blood. Amen and amen. Well, this is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And it has been an honor to greet you, each and every one of you this morning, and welcome you to the call. But right now, I'm going to turn this call over to our beautiful, beautiful songbird and angel out of California, Miss Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you there?
I'm here, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my beautiful angel.
Praise God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer. And I heard a couple of taglines this morning. I heard, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I heard you say, I love to praise the Lord Wednesday. And so we thank you for just offering up a sound of praise and for that phenomenal message that you brought on yesterday. May God continue to bless you as you continue to serve in excellence. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so we thank God for their yes, because if it was not for their yes, we would not have the opportunity to gather here at this divine and appointed hour in this telecommunication sanctuary. And so we thank each and every single one of you for dialing in. I heard so many new names come on the line this morning, and we greet you, we greet you, we greet you, and hope that you will continue to dial in and join us. And so if you are joining us for the first time, I want to let you know that this call has a website. And so we invite you to go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of the information for our call here on our website. All of the bios for our speakers, all of our messages have been archived, praise God. So there is information there for you. And I always ask that you would share our website with someone else. Also, each and every day we start this call off in prayer and we end in prayer. But maybe there's something going on with you, for instance, say today, and you need someone to be in agreement with you and you want to reach out to us here on the Master's Call. Well, send an email to info@themasterscall.net. And what will happen is our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. We do stand on Psalm 88:13, which says, but to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee. Also, each and every single day, Following this call, we head over to the new morning motivational call. And today is Wednesday, so that means that it is Awareness Wednesday with Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And the topic for today's discussion will be Crohn's disease. And so I invite you to dial in and join that call. I mean, maybe it's not you, but maybe you want to get the information or pass the information on to someone. And especially if you know anyone who is experiencing Crohn's disease, please give them this number, 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound, and that will be immediately following this call today. Also, I want to let you know that all roads will lead on October the 6th of 2018, which is a Saturday, to the Artist Life Regional Conference, which will be presented by Team Trinity Plus One. And so that will be happening at the Radisson Hotel Resorts at the Cincinnati Riverfront at 668 West 5th Street in Covington, Kentucky, 41011. That will be Saturday, October the 6th from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. And so please, please, please make sure that you get registered. If you are not a part of the phenomenal company that we're a part of, which is known as Artist Life, please get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share more with you. But at this time, I'm going to take a moment to bring on our speaker for this morning. And so I just want to let you know that our speaker for this morning, she is no stranger to this call. She is actually one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. I love her from the depths of my heart. She is definitely a jewel. She is definitely precious. She is definitely a woman who walks in excellence. She is kind. She is outgoing. She is loving. And she is our appointed speaker today. I will not give you any more of her bio because, as I stated, you can go back to www.themasterscall.net and see her extensive bio there, but I'm telling you, she's on a woman of God who is on fire for God, and I so love what God's doing with her in her due season. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line in the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. Pecola, or we call her Dr. PK, Roberts Patton at this time. Dr. PK, are you out there this morning?
Wow, wow, wow. I am right here. Good morning, my dear Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out of that state of California that causes you to get up so early. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my dear. The platform is yours.
I certainly thank you so very much for introducing me the way I like to be introduced, for real. And I love and appreciate you and thank you. I was just about to ask you to sing, but we have so much to put out this morning. We won't do that. I also want to thank God for our own Minister Jackie, who just booms into our hearts on yesterday. She boomed up in there telling us what we should confess and recognize how powerful our tongue is. And I thank you for your message on yesterday, Minister Jackie, and your getting up this morning and sharing with us as you greeted us and welcomed us into this telecommunication sanctuary. And, of course, I'm going to honor my pastor and friend and Dr. V this morning. I thank God for you. I love you and appreciate you. To my TMC family, let me tell you one thing. I am so excited about this day. I'm telling you, it's so much going on in the world. I was looking at the television yesterday night. I was so excited when I heard finally that Mrs. Yiana Presley, the first African-American woman, was elected, I mean voted on, in that predominantly other culture and ethnicity town of Massachusetts to go to Congress to represent them, the first woman in history. And I am looking my eyes are lifted to the hills from which cometh our help. And believe in God that some of the prayers of our ancestors are being answered through her answering the call to run to office. I'm real proud of her. Yes, there are a lot of other things happening in the news. The weather down in Mississippi, yes, I was very concerned. Have had all kind of calls yesterday, last night. And I'm thankful that all of the reports that I'm getting this morning are positive. And I'm just grateful to God for hearing and answering our prayers on yesterday. When I talked to Minister Brenda Terrell early this morning and she says everything is looking good, we are still standing, I just thank God for that report. And we aren't going to even talk about politics this morning. We are going to get into what we know will change politics and will change the tapestry of history. Hey, glory to God. And with that being said, I'm going to bring on the man of my life, the one whom God has caused to be the cream in my coffee and the chocolate on top of my cake, who absolutely loved God, loved me, and loved God's people. Yeah, right in that order. And so I'm going to ask Mr. Lester Wallace Patton to come this morning and open us up. Will you, sir?
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Minister Tiffany, Minister Jackie. Good morning, Dr. V, and say hello to Mother for me. We have a lot of points to bring to you this morning, and we're going to try to do it in a condensed way this morning because we have a lot to talk about. We're still on fasting and praying, and we're still talking about Hannah this morning. To my beautiful wife, I hope we can get through all our points that we have here today, but we have a lot to talk about. First of all, we're going to talk about points on why praying and fasting was so important to Hannah. First of all, Hannah knew how to pray. Fasting, 1 Samuel 1 and 10. Another point I want to bring about is Hannah knew the basic of prayer and fasting. Another point I want to bring about is Hannah knew the places of where to pray and fast. Hannah also knew the work of prayer and fasting. And to my wife, another point I want to bring about to you this morning is Hannah knew the openness of prayer and fasting. Hannah knew the motives of prayer and fasting. And in all this, Hannah knew how to keep on praying and fasting. Those are some points that we have and some basic things here. And now I'm going to turn it back over to my beautiful wife, and let's move forward in that. And then we're going to come from 1 Samuel 1 through the 15th verse, okay?
Okay. Thank you, babe. Thank you very much. As he stated, yesterday he read from the King James Version. He likes the King James Version. Well, I like the Message Bible. And so today I'm going to read from the Message Bible. I read the whole chapter all over again, and it is a beautiful story. And so today I'm just going to do a few verses, beginning at the eighth verse in the first chapter for you. Her husband, Elkanah, said, "Oh, Hannah, why are you crying? Why aren't you eating? And why are you so upset? Am I not more to you? Am I not worth more to you than 10 sons?" So to please him, Hannah ate. Then she pulled herself together, slipped away quietly, and went to the sanctuary. The priest Eli was on duty at the entrance of God's temple in the customary seat. Crushed in soul, Hannah prayed to God, and she cried and cried inconsolably. But she made a vow to the Lord. "O God of the angels of armies, if you will take a good hard look at my pain, if you will quit neglecting me and go into action for me by giving me a son, I'll give him completely, unreservedly to you, and I'll set him apart for a life of holy discipline. It so happened that as she continued in prayer before God, Eli was watching her closely. Hannah was praying in her heart silently so that her lips moved, but no sound was heard. Eli jumped to the conclusion that she was drunk. He approached her and said, "You are drunk. How long do you plan to keep this up? Sober up, woman." Hannah said, "Oh, no, sir. Please, I am a woman hard used. I haven't been drinking, not a drop of wine or beer. The only thing I've been pouring out of my heart, I've been pouring it out to God. Don't for a moment think I'm a bad woman. It's because I'm so desperately unhappy and in such pain that I've stayed here so long crying out to my God." Eli answered her, "Go in peace now, and may the God of Israel give you what you have asked of him. Think well of me and pray for me," she said to the priest. Then she ate heartily. Her face was radiant. Up before dawn, they worshiped God and returned home. Elkanah slept with Hannah, his wife, and God began making the necessary arrangements to answer her prayer. God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that you have given us such wonderful examples to follow. We thank you that you have given us biblical, wonderful examples that we can follow to help us understand this prayer and fasting. So open our ears and our eyes today so we can hear and see what you are saying to us about prayer and fasting. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Listen, you guys, I have just a few moments to share a few points with you. And babe, I'm telling you, I know I'm not going to finish all 8 points today. But yesterday we did two. We did Hannah knew how to fast. That came from 1 Samuel 1:7, where it shows that she was not eating. And we thank God. Glory to God. Hey, glory. And then we talked about Hannah knew the basics of prayer. Hannah sacrificed and prayed to the Lord using his powerful name, Lord of hosts. We need to call on him like we know him. When she recognized that God was a powerful God, she could expect a powerful answer to prayer. When you call God the Lord of hosts, you're really calling him the God of the fighting angels. You are calling him and remembering who God is. This is a basic principle in prayer that I'm about to give you. Write it down. The size of your God determines the size of your prayer request. If you have a big God, then you can ask big things of your God. The name Lord of Hosts is a powerful and effective name by which to pray. Lord of Hosts, we come to you praying this morning, decreeing and declaring that we, your children, will grasp the importance of prayer and fasting in our lives as your children. Lord of Hosts, big prayer, expecting from a big God, super fantastic answers. Let's go to the next point. Glory to God. Hannah knew the place of prayer. Now, this one is important to me. I was just talking to my prayer team this morning, and I said to them, I developed a habit a long time ago that when I would get up to pray, I would always brush my teeth, wash my face, and if I was going out, I would anoint my head. But when I would get up and pray, I would say to God, okay, Lord, I'm getting in your face. I want my breath to be clean. I want you to hear me. I don't want you to turn your face from me. That, you know, in my naivete, just starting out praying and everything, I just took everything literally for real. But that's a habit that I developed, and I liked that habit, so I kept it going. And so this morning we were getting ready, and they were calling for my husband. I told him he was in the bathroom brushing up his teeth, getting ready so we can get in the face of God this morning. So here it talks about Hannah and her place of prayer. Hannah came to the tabernacle to pray because that was where the presence of the Lord was located in Israel as she perceived it. Psalm 22 and 3 again says, the Lord dwelleth between the cherubim, which means that God dwelleth in the tabernacle. Obviously, God dwells in the heart of every believer, and God is everywhere present. I want you all to know, because he is what? He's an omnipresent God. Hallelujah. But in the Old Testament, the presence of God was in the tabernacle. Today, the church is in the body of Christ. I believe God is here today. He is present wherever you are. So therefore, I believe that praying in the church is not the only place we can pray. We can pray everywhere. We can pray anywhere. We better pray wherever we go, because God answers our prayers wherever we go. You see, in the Bible, look at it. Even though it was in the Old Testament, Moses prayed in the wilderness before the tabernacle was ever. Elijah prayed in the mountaintop. Daniel prayed in his house, right in his house. Nehemiah prayed in the king's presence, wherever he was. Jesus in the New Testament prayed in the garden, and disciples prayed in the upper room. Paul prayed in prison. Peter prayed on the rooftop, but Hannah prayed in the tabernacle. I ask you this morning, where are you praying? What is your place of prayer? I had a specific place that I would pray when I started out praying, and I developed that habit, and I still will have me a specific place of prayer, but that doesn't mean that I won't pray anywhere. On yesterday, somebody asked me to pray in the hospital. I laid my hands right on them and prayed right there in the hospital. Honey, we better learn how to pray and where to pray. Glory to God. Last point that I'm going to be able to give you this morning is Hannah knew the work of prayer. Good God Almighty. Every time you pray, it costs you something. I want you to know that. Effective prayer cost Hannah something. Hannah was intense. She was childless and completely committed. Notice how the Bible describes her prayers. She was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord, and she wept uncontrollably. It came to pass as she continued praying in verse 12, and then in verse 14, she said, I have poured out my heart before the Lord. There are some enemies to our prayers that we need to watch for. Write these down. These are important. The enemies that we need to watch for that will stop you from praying and cause your prayers not to be effective are stress. Stress is something else. I could talk. I could preach on every one of these, but I'm not. Number two, concern for the world. I got so concerned last night looking at that TV and that crazy news, I just turned that mess off, prayed, and went to bed. Anxiety, being anxious and wondering when, God, when, how long, God, how long. Physical weariness. If you are too tired, I have gotten on my knees to pray, gone to sleep because I was so tired and so weary in my body. That will prevent you can't pray sleep, okay? Busyness. We get so busy. I jump up some mornings and, Lord, I just have to say thank you for letting me get up, but I got an appointment. I'm running. Just so busy. We must form habits when we pray. Apparently, Hannah had a time, Hannah had a place, and had a commitment to prayer. I would challenge you to form a habit concerning your prayer life. How are you going to do that? Have a specific time of the day, each day when you pray. A specific place each day so that you can go there to pray. A prayer list to follow each day. A regular Bible reading pattern. My husband is saying, you got to shut up. Okay, I'm going to stop. You all, this is some good eating here. just with me reading and studying about Hannah in prayer. I want you to go and read on Hannah and her prayer life, her fasting life, in just the first chapter of Samuel. I hope you get hooked so you can read the entire book. All right, come on, Minister Tiffany. My husband is kind of pulling on me now. There you go.
Thank you, Dr. PK. Thank you so much for that word on Hannah this morning, to you and Brother Lester over there. Thank you so much for blessing us this morning. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. But actually, at this time, we're going to go to God and pray over our prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We bless your name. We praise you. We magnify you and we glorify you, God. We realize that it was you who woke us up this morning. And so we thank you for this day of purpose, this day of possibility, and this day of opportunities, God. We thank you for bringing us in safely into another day and for being our protection through the night, oh God. And we thank you for the word that you allow for the patents to bless us with this morning on Hannah. And I pray, God, that our ears and our eyes and our hearts were open to receive what you would have us to receive on this day, Father. And I pray as they have blessed us that you will continue to provide them with overflow. In the name of Jesus, that every single thing that they stand in need of, that it is met and it is already done in Jesus' name. And God, I lift up every person that has dialed into this, the master's call. Whatever it was that they have brought in this morning with them, God, that is not of you. I come against it and bind it in the name of Jesus. And I pray that this day will be a day full of victory, a day full of virtue, a day full of blessings, a day full of favor, a day full of increase, no pain, God, that they will walk in the healing that you have already predestined for their lives. I lift up Sharon Stowers to you this morning, and I pray, God, that her body is healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I lift up Rosalind Peters and her family to you, God, as they go through their time of bereavement, Father, that you will be their comfort, that you will be their strength, and that you will be their peace in the name of Jesus. I lift up each one of my sisters here on the master's call to you, and also Pastor Everett to you. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to give us the strength to serve in excellence as we go to the kingdom. And I thank you, God, for Artist Life. And I pray that as appointments continue to come in, that they will completely change lives. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous, in the magnificent, and the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I decree and declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. To go back and hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Please use the access code 957-677-pound. Also, we'll be heading over to Awareness Wednesday, and that dial-in number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. The topic today is Crohn's disease. So please make sure you join us on Awareness Wednesday. Don't forget our website, www.themasterscall.net, October the 6th. At the riverfront in Cincinnati, please make sure that you are ready, prepared for the Artist Life Regional Conference. If not, again, get back with the person that invited you to this call. I'm going to thank again Minister Jackie Henderson for opening up this call, for giving us our opening prayer, and we will bless the Lord at all times. And as we go through this day, we will praise his holy name. Thank you, Dr. PK, and also Brother Lester Patton for blessing us this morning with that message on Hannah, part one, and we look forward to part two of your presentation and your message from the Lord. And I'll ask right now if Dr. PK would come back to the line and give us our benediction. And it has been an awesome and amazing morning to serve each one of you in excellence. God bless you and have an awesome and amazing day. Dr. PK.
You are super fantastic, my dear. As we prepare to leave, remember you all, come back. We have about 4 more points we have to give on Hannah. Babe, I love you and thank you for helping me this morning. Oh, holy God, I pray unto you now that your precious spirit of prayer and fasting will rest upon each and every one of us so that we will absolutely know the importance of getting into your face and loving upon you and worshiping you and expecting from you what only you can give. Thank you, Holy God. Now, God, as we leave this place, you remain with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Bye-bye.